Is God good? Does he care about you and what you are going through? Does he have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has he changed? Is there still proof of his goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and a senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Wave Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comfort of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience his power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor and friend, Dr. Augustus Okleme. Bow your heads with me for a word of prayer. Our good God, we honor you this evening. We thank you for your love, your unfailing love. We thank you for your matchless grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your goodness. We honor you for giving us another beautiful evening to gather under your feet, under the feet of Jesus, to hear his words of life. The words of life that no one can take away from us. The words of life that give us light. You said in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We ask that you speak to us tonight. We ask that you do us good. We ask that you manifest your goodness, your glory, and your power. We ask that let the name of Jesus alone be exalted. We bind the devil and disallow any form of influence on the service tonight or on any listener, on any home. We ask that let the Spirit of God have his way. Let the liberty of the Spirit prevail over every situation, every circumstance. We pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus, and we ask that let the light shine. We remove blindfolds, and we ask that let the light of the glorious gospel shine freely, and let us be transformed by the power of your word. Let us be elevated to a new level of our walk with you and our relationship with you. Do us good tonight through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen. Well, it's good to be back with you again tonight. And for a couple of weeks, I've been speaking about God's goodness, and I said that he is good in every way. All these messages are on our podcast handle, Podbean. You just search for Miracle Wave Broadcast and you'll find all our broadcasts there. I think that this particular series, it should be there tonight or tomorrow. Good in every way. And you should listen to it. And I recommend it to you, your friends, your family. Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church. We are in Chichiriri, Kumasi here, just behind the Lysitra cement shop in the Chichiriri town after the King's Palace. Chichiriri is just inside Kofi, or you can get to Chichiriri through Kwaoma. Then in Koforidua, you can also find us at the Waterworks Junction. We said God is good in every way. We said he's good in every weather. Last week, we said he's good at every altitude. And today I'm saying that God is good everywhere. Hallelujah. Peter went to the house of Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile, but he feared God in Acts chapter 10. And Peter was talking to Cornelius about what had happened over the past few years. He was talking to him about Jesus and his words of life and his awesome power. In verse 38 of Acts chapter 10, in his discourse, he made this statement. He said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. Tomorrow we commemorate the Pentecost Day. Pentecost is a feast amongst the Jews. And it was on that feast day that the Holy Ghost came upon the church. And he hasn't left yet. And we will be having a Pentecost Day service, and we'll be speaking more about the Holy Spirit and how to be filled with His power and how to walk in this power. You can visit any Miracle Way Church branch near you to experience this. Hallelujah! He said, "This anointing, this power of the Holy Ghost that was on Jesus, caused him." Or by this power, he went about everywhere and he was doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. A songwriter said, everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, he cleansed the lepers. And when the cripples saw him, they started to walk. Everywhere he went, the Lord was doing good. Jesus is good everywhere. He's not just good in some places and absent in others. One of the things that he told us before he would leave, one of the things that he assured his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, he told them something that is very important. In verse 20, he said, teaching them to observe. Well, let me read verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, look, behold, take notes, observe. Know this, that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He assured his disciples of his continued presence with them. That's why tonight I'm talking about the fact that our God who we serve, he is good everywhere. He is with us everywhere, and he is good everywhere. Hallelujah. We are going to look at one man, but before we do, I just want to read what the King David said in Psalm 23. This is a shepherd. This is a psalm that speaks about God's goodness everywhere. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Excuse me. But I want you to take note of the condition under which David was experiencing God's goodness in every place, everywhere he found himself. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd is a guide. A shepherd is a law. He said, the Lord. So he calls him Lord. He owns me. And he is my shepherd as well. He protects me. He guides me. He leads me. And because of this, I shall not want. He said, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So you note that David speaks about different places. He speaks about green pastures, nice places where I have sufficient supply and I am well catered for and I have abundance, because in green pastures you are eating, and you are, as a sheep, you are eating of the green pastures and you are lying down in the green pastures. This is speaking of a situation of abundance. He leads me beside the still waters where everything is cool and calm and Everything is moving my way and things are working for me. He said, my Lord leads me there. He said, he restores my soul and leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me in righteous paths, good paths, where he is sending me, and as he's guiding me, he's leading me in the paths of righteousness. But he said that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He's talking about another place now. He's speaking about different places. He's spoken about green pastures, still waters, but he's spoken about a different place here, valley of the shadow of death, a place where death seems to be near me. He said, I'll fear no evil. Why? You are still with me, even here. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Glory to God. David experienced his goodness in every place. David experienced his goodness in every place. And tonight, as you accept him as your Lord and you make him your shepherd, you walk with him as your shepherd, you will experience same. I wanted to speak with you shortly about the man Joseph. Joseph was a wonderful young man. He was loved of his father. He experienced God's goodness there and God's love and God's presence when he was with his father. His father made him a coat of many colors. His brothers hated him for it. But in the midst of all this, God was speaking to him. How? Through his visions and his dreams, and telling him of a brighter tomorrow, a better tomorrow, a tomorrow where he would rule, a tomorrow where the sun and the moon and the stars, they would bow to him, a tomorrow where his stack would stand, even though others would fall, a tomorrow where he would be set above. God was with Joseph in his father's house. His father made him a coat of many colors, and he was a favored child. But his brothers bundled him and put him in a pit. But even in the pit, God was with him. They had intended to kill him, but one of them spoke, the eldest, Reuben, and said, let's not kill this man. They faked his death and sent his blood-stained clothes to the father, but they sold their brother to foreigners. And these people sent him to Egypt and sold him to Potiphar. But even there, God was with the man Joseph. That's why I'm saying, everywhere you find yourself, if he is your Lord and he is your shepherd, he is with you and he'll be good to you right there. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 39 verse 2, and the Lord. You see, it's one of the greatest keys. He has to be your Lord. Lord. Is he your Lord? Talk about, we sing and say, he is Lord, he is risen from the dead, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Nice song. But is he your Lord? Is he your master? Is he your ruler? Is he your leader, your superior, your sovereign? Is he your king? Is he your prince, your governor? Is he your commander, your overlord? Is that Jesus in your life? Or you are your own boss? You are the one who decides everything. Then you will not experience this goodness everywhere. Those who experience his goodness everywhere are those who have made him their Lord. Not just by praying a sinner's prayer, but in practicality, in real life situations, where you choose what he says over what you feel. Someone has hurt you badly, but Jesus said you should forgive. So you choose to forgive the person. You are in need and you've come upon some finances or an opportunity to cut certain corners. Nobody will ever know. No one will know that you took this thing. No one will know that you've cheated. No one will know that you've added a zero to the check. No one will know. But you say, he is my Lord. This Jesus doesn't command me to do this. That's not the way my Lord Jesus would want me to act in this situation. So you say, oh, fine, I'm in need. I need this money, what, to settle bills, to pay fees. But if this is the only way I can get this money at this time, by cheating someone, if this is the only way I can get this money at this time, by stealing from the state or stealing from this person, then let the children come home. I believe him to provide for me. That's when Jesus is your Lord. That's when Jesus is your Lord. Not being the Lord of Master. The only time people say think he is Lord is when they are dealing with devils and demons. But there's so much more to Jesus if you would make him your own Lord. Of course, when we mention his name, devils and demons flee. But do you bend your own will to accommodate him? That's what it means when we say he is Lord. And he's not going to force himself. He doesn't force himself on anyone. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, the Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's a gentleman. He said, if any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. You have the choice. You can choose. You can give him that seat. You can give him that place in your life. Oh Lord, take this seat. Oh Lord, be the master. Right in Potiphar's house, God was with Joseph. The Bible says the Lord was with Joseph and he prospered him. Potiphar saw that everything Joseph touched prospered. He was sent to jail. In the jail, the Bible says God was with Joseph and he gave him favor. In Genesis 39 verse 21. Soon he was before Pharaoh in Genesis 41. And before Pharaoh also, God gave him favor. But the important thing is whether he is your Lord or not. I remember in John chapter 2, Jesus was invited to a feast. But he was just a spectator. He wasn't Lord. Some of you, you say you are Christians. I mean, you go to church. I belong to this assembly or that assembly. Or I do this or that in church. But he is not your Lord. He's not your Lord. You live your life as you want it. You don't involve him. You don't ask him about anything. I mean, you think that, oh, so long as I can confess anything I do is okay. No. He's not your Lord in that situation. In that situation, he's not your Lord. Probably you are on your own Lord. Then you are on your own. He will be with you, but you are not going to experience his goodness in a certain way. You can't have the confidence that David had in the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I know that you are with me. I know you are with me. When you've done things your own way all the time and you come upon the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have the confidence. You don't have that confidence to say, thou art with me. In this wedding feast, Jesus' mother was there and things went wrong. All the wine finished. Everyone hasn't yet been served. It looks like disgrace is imminent. What type of wedding? What are they going to say about our wedding? Jesus' mother said, you know, you have to give this man a more prominent place in this play, in this gathering. She went to the servants and said, look, anything he tells you, do it. She went to him first and said, Lord, or son, their wine is finished. He said, my time is not now, or my time is not yet. She went to the servants and said, look, just do whatever he says. Just make him Lord. Allow him to have his way, and you will see what will happen in this feast. You've done things your own way. You've done your relationship your own way. You've had your you've lived in your marriage your own way. If you will make Jesus Lord, you will experience his goodness. You will experience his power. When these servants listened to him and they just did what he said, he said it didn't seem to make sense to them. I mean, this person has hurt me so bad. Why are you telling me? He says, look at how the person is insulting me. Why are you saying I shouldn't respond like for like? I mean, But Jesus said, just put the pour water into these jars. We need wine. What is water going to do in this situation? Did this man hear correctly? It's not water we need. But someone said, Mary said we should just make him Lord. Let's just do what he says. So they filled the jars with water. Then another more, I don't want to say illogical, but it didn't make sense. Instruction came. Fetch it and go and give it to the master of the feast. He said, seriously, it's wine we need. Why is this man asking us to send him water? Then the person said once more, Mary said we should make him Lord. Let's just do what he says. They sent the water to the master of the feast and he took a sip and he said, wow, this kind of wine is available and you served us with something different. Look, I'm telling you, if you make Jesus Lord tonight, he's going to turn that sour marriage, sour relationship, sour experiences that you are having, he's going to turn them around. You didn't involve him. You didn't give him his place earlier. But if you will change things now, he will also change things for you. Make him Lord. Don't just invite him along to tag along. Invite him to lead the way. The Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me. He maketh me. He takes me here. He takes me there. And it gives me confidence in every situation. David ended by saying, surely I am confident of this. Goodness and mercy follow me everywhere. I'm telling you, you will experience his goodness in every place, everywhere. Mountain, valley, prison. I mean, wherever you may find yourself, you will experience his goodness if you make him your Lord. Even in the dark valley, that valley of the shadow of death, you will find his goodness. Even there, goodness and mercy will follow you. But you have to make Jesus your Lord. Bow your head with me tonight as we pray. You want to make Jesus Lord indeed, not just by mouth, not just by your nice music and your nice singing. You want to make him Lord indeed. You want to pray this prayer with me, meaning every word. Say, Father, I come to you tonight. I have wronged you. I am a sinner, but I'm sorry for my sin and I turn away. I turn around and I turn away from my sin and I turn to you. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you love me and you came into this world for me. I believe that you died on the cross and you were buried, that you rose from the dead on the third day and you are alive forevermore. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my all. From today, I am yours. Say thank you, Father, for forgiving me and for receiving me. For your word says that whosoever comes to you, you will in no wise cast away. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. If you've prayed this prayer, Jesus has come into your heart. And now you must consciously make him Lord. In every situation, invite him. Ask for what he thinks about what you want to do. Live your life on the tenets of his word. Obey him. Follow him. Follow his leading. And he will bring you to unexpected. And he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace, not of evil. To bring you to unexpected end. Jesus wants to turn some things around for you. Your decisions and your choices may have brought sickness, or you may not have done anything wrong, but you are sick anyway. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4, surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He has sacrificed himself. He gave his life for your healing. And I'm going to pray with you now. The power of God that heals the sick is here now. And he makes you whole. Jesus Christ makes you whole. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Play that song for me. The power of God that heals the sick is touching you right now. If you are sick in any part of your body, put one hand there and begin to call on Jesus and say, Lord, heal me. Heal me. Heal me. And right there where you are, the power of God that heals the sick. Oh, yes. Kaba sahadule isto rafambe no sahadesh. Kazdabarunte seka frabahadus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be loosed from the power of asthma. That child, be loosed from the power of asthma now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be made whole. Jesus sets you free. Be loosed from the power of any migraine headaches. Jesus sets you free. Be loose from the power of infirmity, weakness. You always feel weak and tired. But Jesus Christ makes you whole now. Every form of headache that is, you take medication for, but it's not going. The power of God is removing that thing from there now. There's a power. There's someone, you have headache. It's in the central part of your head, slightly to the right. But the power of God is taking that thing away right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Headaches as a result of hypertension. The power of God is taking that thing away right now. Every abnormality in your blood, be corrected now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every abnormality with your blood vessels and your heart palpitations, be healed. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Begin to do whatever you couldn't do before. I may not have mentioned your sickness, but the power of God that heals the sick has entered your room, has entered your spine, your limbs, your body now, and you are never the same. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let us know what God has done for you. Share with us. 0249471769. Send us a WhatsApp message or a voice message or a WhatsApp message. Let us know what God is doing in your life. We'll be with you again next week. We love you and we are praying for you and we believe in God's best concerning you. Join us next week. Invite a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend that God is doing good things on Miracle Wave Broadcast. And that there is something good that's going to happen to them. Join us next week. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. Visit us tomorrow for our Pentecost service. Your life will never be the same. God bless you. We love you. We'll be with you again next week.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Wave Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Wave Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.